corn prices on the rise and a game changer against rootworm. I'm Greg Allen. This is Hoosier Ag Today, brought to you by BW Fusion. Grow smarter with BW Biocast Max, the innovative biostimulator from Biodyne. It reduces fertilizer use, boosts yields by up to 5%, works on any crop. BW Biocast Max, efficiency from the ground up. Even though USDA's latest crop forecast says we're going to have a record corn harvest of almost 17 billion bushels this year, C.J. Miller reports why corn prices here lately have been on the rise.
Seth Meyer, chief economist with USDA, says there are a couple of reasons why corn futures have been climbing higher here recently.
They're pushing a lot of that extra corn into ethanol production. We had a record corn export program last year, and we actually reduced carryout stocks this month for the coming crop year or the current crop year because we raised exports.
The U.S. Energy Department says ethanol exports were up 36% by the first week of September, having earlier crossed the 1 billion gallon threshold. Troy Bradenkamp, Vice President of Government and Public Affairs with the Renewable Fuels Association, says it's important to continue to push your lawmakers to approve the year-round sales of E15 across the U.S. in order to give a further boost to corn and ethanol demand.
You're going to add at least 6 billion gallons of new ethanol demand to the American fuel market. That certainly helps soak up a lot of this carryover and this massive crop that'll be coming in this fall.
Bradenkamp says 6 billion more gallons of ethanol would soak up 2 billion more bushels of corn. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.